Good morning. It's Monday, June 1st, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, tensions remain high in Newark, New Jersey. Protesters returned to the streets Sunday night despite a newly imposed curfew around the Delaney Hall Immigration Detention Facility, where allegations of poor living conditions have sparked days of demonstrations. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka ordered a nightly curfew after clashes between protesters and law enforcement escalated over the weekend. Demonstrators accused the facility of housing detainees in unsanitary conditions, while federal officials deny those claims. New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill said family visitation has now been restored after discussions with the Department of Homeland Security. Authorities say some protesters threw projectiles and set fires, while organizers insist their focus remains on detainee welfare. With investigations and oversight visits continuing, the debate over conditions inside Delaney Hall is far from over. Another news. A proposal in the U.S. House of Representatives could significantly reshape the American-Israeli defense relationship. A provision within the National Defense Authorization Act for 2027 calls for expanded cooperation in advanced military technologies. The measure would establish a formal mechanism to coordinate joint research, testing, development, and industrial cooperation between the two countries. Areas under consideration include artificial intelligence, cyber warfare, quantum technologies, autonomous systems, and advanced weapons programs. Supporters argue the initiative would strengthen a key strategic partnership. Critics, however, warn it could reduce transparency and congressional oversight by shifting cooperation toward integrated development and procurement arrangements. The proposal still faces review by both chambers of Congress before any final legislation reaches the president's desk. Around the world, the conflict between Washington and Tehran remains volatile. The United States says it carried out strikes against Iranian military targets over the weekend, while Iran claims it responded by targeting a U.S.-linked airbase. According to U.S. Central Command, American aircraft struck air defense systems, a ground control station, and attacked drones after Iran allegedly shot down a U.S. drone over international waters. Iran's Revolutionary Guards said their response targeted a base connected to operations against southern Iran. Reports from Kuwait indicated air defenses intercepted missiles and drones as warning sirens sounded. The exchanges come despite ongoing negotiations aimed at ending a three-month regional war. With disagreements over sanctions, nuclear issues, and regional security unresolved, prospects for a lasting settlement remain uncertain. Another news. A centuries-old fortress has become the latest flashpoint in the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. Israeli forces say they have captured Beaufort Castle in southern Lebanon as ground operations push farther north. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described the seizure as a major turning point in the campaign, while Defense Minister Israel Katz highlighted the castle's symbolic and strategic importance. The fortress overlooks the Litani Valley and has long been considered a key military position. Lebanon's government condemned the offensive, accusing Israel of collective punishment, while Britain, France, and Germany called for de-escalation. As both sides accuse each other of violating a fragile ceasefire, another round of talks between Israeli and Lebanese delegations is expected in Washington this week. Another news. A devastating blast has left a community in northern Myanmar reeling. At least 55 people were killed and dozens more injured after an explosion tore through the village of Kong Tat in Shan State on Sunday. The area is controlled by the Tahong National Liberation Army, an ethnic armed group fighting Myanmar's military junta. The Tenla says explosives used for mining and quarrying accidentally detonated around midday. Images from the scene show a huge crater, shattered buildings, and widespread destruction. Residents described confusion and panic, with many initially believing the blast was an airstrike. Questions are now being raised about why large quantities of explosives were stored so close to homes. For survivors, the search for answers is only beginning. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.